but I would, of course, rely on the engineer to answer that. But it seems to be we would have more flexibility and freedom to cut in a nice wider road. And since we would be, you know, working with the virgin dirt, we'd be able to put in the right material that we would need to, rather than working with existing road and widening it. But again, I'm not an expert in roads, so I can't really speak to it at this point.
Well, you said you could widen it. You'd have room there. And there's the existing one, there's not room.
Well, there is an easement. There's a 50-foot easement on either way.
Correct. On some of them.
There are some homes built on the tall tree, but there's still an easement there. And that road, you can kind of see it as it kind of winds around in that easement. I'm not sure I'm answering your question the right way.
There's a 50-foot public right-of-way that Tall Tree Road is within. Right now, the road's about 12 feet wide, so they have to widen it 22 feet. So there is room to widen the road, and there should be no structure built within the road right-of-way, the public road right-of-way. Typically on a lot, there's some buildings, the front building setback. Now, I don't know if it's that way in Stump County, but typically you would have your road right away, 25-foot setback, then the structure. So your driveway is typically 25 feet long. That's why you can use it for parking space between your property and the right away.
Of course, as you've seen, like to do the road that's not completed, the part of Tall Tree that's not completed out, you've got some land there to work with. But as you've seen, where you're talking 12 or so many feet wide there's no land there. It's a straight. You're going to be building a road there anyway.
You'd have to have to import material in all likelihood to construct that. Mm-hmm. Correct.
I think some of these.
Which that cut fill on that road plan addresses that fill requirement.
On the current, right? That was back corner.
No, it's from where I started the road plan.
And where did you start?
Well, not a lot of progressive. But there's an existing road which the plan has been submitted that what you're asking about or suggesting going up in the hill, that has not been looked at as far as we know.
I think
correct.
It came off right here, and made it 22 feet. All the way around there.
This is the road. I mean, just remember, if you do that road you're talking about here, this road here, you know, none of this, it stops back in here somewhere.
Yeah,
yes.
And so all this still is going to come back up through the steep, the tight area and the steep area. This doesn't get it back.
Okay.
All you're doing is moving from this problem to this problem. You know, it doesn't take care of the tight area.
No, it doesn't change this
the point of connection. Right up here.
Correct, but this curve is your. This is where this road would dump out on.
That's right.
Correct.
And so the bid did not include the existing Tall Tree or Post Oak inside of Grandview Acres.
No, I took off with the widening itself because they would need your permission to overlay or widen the road within your subdivision. Okay. So you'd have to work with them.
And I'm not a lawyer. That's still a publicly platted road, correct?
It's a public right-of-way.
Public right-of-way or publicly platted road?
It's a public road. They had two opinions from the attorney at P&Z. It should be in the minutes, but they discussed it at length.
The plats were dedicated to public use
when
they were recorded.
That the county does not maintain.
Right.
So just like the gentleman's building the road on that east side there along the county line in the right-of-way, they have the right to improve the road in the right of way.
I think anybody would have the
anybody
right.
Anybody would have it. If you want to spend the money, you can do it.
And that's my
money.
Point. I don't
Correct.
Know if they would have to. I don't know this. I don't know whether they'd have to get permission to improve up to.
There has been opinions expressed that say they do, and Mike just said it. So.
I've not read them. I don't. I'm just saying.
The county said, Stone County stated they have no interest in the road whatsoever.
Right.
They're not going to take it over, yada, yada.
There have been some opinions that say we do and some that we don't. And regardless, this road never came up as an issue, not with the fire department, not with you guys, until we wanted to put a development up here. And we're looking for a compatible use for the development. There's development happening right here. People are putting more homes in there, but the road's not being addressed, it seems. So it seems like, and it's just odd to me, I'll just say it, that you said you didn't have a problem with us putting in 20 homes or 40 homes. And I don't know what our allowed uses are under agricultural use, or if we were just going to put in a regular development and put in 80 homes there, at some point, somebody's going to have to address the road at some point, and that's just a fact. And George Bernard Shaw says that the reasonable man adapts to the world around him, but the unreasonable man has the world around him adapt to his ideas, so therefore all progress depends on the unreasonable man. You would have never heard from the Taney County fire guy unless we had this proposal in front of you. And you learned some things about it, Brandon. And so my point is that we're willing to work with the neighborhood to improve the road. And we believe our use is compatible, but we leave it to you to decide.
We did not invite the Taney County fireman. I didn't know he was going to be here.
It's a public meeting. So I'm not.
The Taney.
One comment. Nothing can take away the fact that you're increasing the traffic through a quiet development residential area by some 300-400%. I mean, we just can't take that away.
It's going to happen anyway.
No, it's not. Why is it going to happen anyway?
Yeah, gentlemen.
Someday somebody will get access coming off of Ozark Hollow. That's what makes sense. Not going through a residential neighborhood.
You're talking about a house that could include up to, 18 to 20 people inside of it, and all the cars that are involved with each 67 homes times four or five cars. Where if you have a residence, you're talking about three or four, five, six people at the most. And they know the roads, and they learn it because they're there every day. Day after day, they know the roads.
Mr. Worley.
The opinion from the attorney for Stone County is that it may have to be determined by the circuit court in a circuit court lawsuit as to whether or not all the parts are dedicated to the public. They know where he could see where some were dedicated and other parts were dedicated but were not dedicated. So it says that they may have to be determined by a circuit court lawsuit. That's just one attorney opinions. You could get several attorneys and get different opinions and then have to just end up and be decided.
What is it I used to always say, that I didn't care what an attorney's opinion said?
Pardon?
I cared. What is it I used to always say about attorney's opinions?
Uh-huh.
I didn't care what any of them said. I just cared what the judge's opinion was.
Well, the circuit judge is an attorney that has to decide the time. I believe that's what he said. You may have to have a circuit judge determine the policy.
Kind of like the expert witness. Well, of course he's going to agree with you. You hired him. Any other discussion? Anything else anybody wants to talk about? Do you guys have anything you'd like to discuss? Please know that I personally have taken everything into consideration. I understand. I feel like I understand every concern, both for and against. Some of the things that we've and it's been talked about earlier, our jobs and what we're supposed to look at is sometimes different than what you can't let emotion always dictate how you feel or how you vote, I guess. But you do have to take concerns and safety issues into consideration. So I got our court security out there making faces at me.
Yeah.
Anyways, do you guys have any other thoughts, comments?
Any other thoughts? A lot of thoughts. I mean, I'm I've talked to, you have to look at what's the best use of the land and what it's a beautiful spot, and look on this side and what is the best use of the land and what to do. Could one person buy, if I was a millionaire, could I buy a home back there and have a gorgeous spot? But as a developer, you're wanting what it'll make the most money on to make it. So the best use of the land would be to build several homes. Now, there's going to be many. I don't know that DNR is going to approve the number of homes that you're talking when they get out there. I'd be shocked if they did. Best use of the land, safety. These roads were in Taney County. Would I...
Mr. Stalzer, have you looked at wastewater treatment and well? I mean, so those studies have all been preliminarily, I'm sure.
Correct.
Looked at, and so you guys are aware of the, they're well aware of that.
So there would be a discharging?
You don't have to give an answer on it.
Yeah, it'd be a discharging wastewater treatment plant and a state approved well. Sure. Do them all the time for subdivisions, all over some of Taney County.
State approved.
Yes.
Move to approve order number 02-22-2022-02, changing the current zoning from A1 to NR1.
Question. It was said, I have a motion. Can I ask a question?
You can second the discussion.
Second for a question.
We have a second with discussion.
It was said that you couldn't go before because of the expense of it to DNR, or that would have to decide about your well and decide about how many homes could be built and so forth, because it would be an expense of it unless that it was to know that it was going to be rezoned before you would go ahead. Is that correct? You have to know if it's going to be rezoned before you're going to go to find
quite,
out.
Yeah, it's quite expensive to go through the process of preparing the plans, the master plan, the engineering documents to construct the treatment plant, the well, the roads. So it's in the developer's best interest to obtain the zoning first, and then I'm sure they have an option on the property, and what we'll do is if the zoning was approved, we get deeper into the due diligence on cost, and then they got to look ultimately at the project viability based on that projected cost of improvement. So it's going to be a phased process. But the zoning is the first element, because without it, why buy it and why spend the money to determine if, in fact, you can develop in the manner you want?
Okay. You answered a question. You said, why buy it? So that's why this is in another person's name then?
Correct. There's an option on that property.
Thank you.
All right. We have a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
Motion carries.